This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we honor the solemnity of the Annunciation of our Lord as we hear the astounding account of how the Blessed Virgin Mary accepts God's call through the Archangel Gabriel to become the Mother of God. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of humility so he can better imitate the divine humility of our Lord Jesus Christ, who humbly takes on human flesh to save mankind. We'll also consider the need for every Catholic man to seek the fruits of love, patience, kindness, generosity, modesty, and chastity, and more fully imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace! The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the thrones of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look closer at this beautiful reading the Church has selected for the solemnity of the Annunciation of our Lord. After announcing the miraculous conception of John the Baptist to the elderly Elizabeth and Zechariah, the Archangel Gabriel appears to the Blessed Virgin Mary, fulfilling a number of prophecies, including a virgin was prophesied to bear the Messiah. See the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. And the Blessed Virgin Mary is a young virgin, probably somewhere in her mid-teenage years. Another prophecy was that the Messiah was to be a descendant of King David. See 2 Samuel, chapter 7. And the Blessed Virgin Mary is betrothed, married but still living separate and celibate, to Saint Joseph, who is a descendant of King David. Of note, Saint Joseph was probably mid-30s in age. Another prophecy was that Nazareth was prophesied to be where the Messiah would live. See the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1, and the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 23. And both the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph live in Nazareth, a backwater town in rural Galilee. Gabriel, the magnificent archangel who resides forever with God, reverently addresses the Blessed Virgin Mary, not by her name, but by a title, Full of Grace, which means that God has already graced Mary with divine life. This is why Our Lady is called the Immaculate Conception. And because she is full of grace, she is a worthy vessel for the incarnation of the Son of God. The Archangel Gabriel greets the Blessed Virgin Mary, saying, "The Lord be with you." This is the same greeting given to God's great warriors, including Moses, Gideon, and Joshua. The Archangel Gabriel tells the Blessed Virgin Mary that the Son of God will be conceived in her womb, and she shall name the child Jesus. And the name Jesus means God saves. Jesus will establish the long-promised, never-ending kingdom of God. The Blessed Virgin Mary is greatly troubled, but consoled by the Archangel. Gabriel urges the Blessed Virgin Mary not to be afraid and reveals the Holy Spirit will overshadow her, allowing her to conceive the Son of God. That word overshadow is the same language used when God overshadows the Ark of the Covenant, the tabernacle in which God resides during the Exodus. See the book of Exodus, chapter 40, verse 35. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the new tabernacle, and the Son of God will reside in her womb. The Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception, offers the perfect response in her fiat, and that word fiat means yes. The Blessed Virgin Mary replies to the Archangel Gabriel, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And by the way, the word used in this translation is handmaid, but the Greek word doule, from which that word is translated, actually means female slave. Well, how can a man grow in awe by reflecting upon today's gospel? Marvel at the divine knowledge and the divine power of Jesus, person of the Trinity. Jesus creates and inspires Isaiah to prophesy of his coming incarnation hundreds of years before it occurs. Jesus causes the Blessed Virgin Mary to be born and to be the Immaculate Conception, the perfect vessel to carry him in her womb, and the Lord protects and preserves her virginity. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to allow the Blessed Virgin Mary to supernaturally conceive him, and he becomes the Son of Mary. Well, let's look at a couple of ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Pray for Jesus to help you grow in humility. Realize, the Annunciation is among the most awe-inspiring passages of Scripture, eclipsing any other work of secular worldly literature, for it is the announcement of the coming of the Savior of mankind. The Annunciation is also a call for men to grow in humility in imitation of the Son of God, who humbles himself to take on flesh, and also to imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary, who humbly accepts God's will in the Incarnation. Believe. Reflect upon the truth of the creed that Jesus is born of the Virgin Mary. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 484 through 511. Pray. Jesus, Son of God, help me build the virtue of humility, a part of temperance, so I reject pride, recognize my own spiritual poverty, and seek to imitate your perfect humility and the humble handmaiden of the Lord, our Blessed Virgin Mother. Amen. Well, here's another way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Seek the fruits of the Spirit to imitate Our Lady. Realize, born in original sin, it's impossible for men to fully imagine what life must be like without sin. Believe. Reflect upon Mary, full of grace. See the Catechism, paragraphs 721 through 726 and 744. And also reflect upon original sin. See the Catechism, paragraphs 396 through 409 and 416 through 419. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the fruits of love, patience, kindness, generosity, modesty, and chastity, so I can more fully imitate our beautiful Virgin Mother. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, pray for Jesus to help you grow in the virtue of humility. And second, seek the fruits of love, patience, kindness, generosity, modesty, and chastity from the Holy Spirit so you can better imitate Our Lady. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.